All right, so we've got a review here of Traffic Secrets Unleashed.
Okay.
And sounds like this reviewer had some pretty amazing results
Yeah.
when it comes to driving traffic.
Really impressive stuff.
Yeah. Let's dive into this and see what we can learn.
You know what really stood out to me was just how skeptical this reviewer was at the beginning. They had tried it all
Oh, yeah.
to get more eyeballs on their content and were just about ready to call it quits.
Yeah. I think a lot of people can relate to that,
Oh, absolutely.
especially in the world online marketing.
It's always changing.
Always changing. You feel like you figure something out and
Yeah,
then
then the rules change.
the rules change, exactly.
You know, and so it's easy to get discouraged,
Totally.
but then they find this Traffic Secrets Unleashed program and things totally change for them.
It's like a light bulb moment or something.
It really is.
So what was that first big aha moment that they had?
It was this idea of traffic tribes.
Okay, traffic tribes.
Yeah, and the brilliance of this is that it taps into these already existing communities.
I
So
see.
instead of like shouting your message to a cold audience,
Right.
you're positioning yourself within a group of people who are already passionate about that niche.
So you're going where the people already are who are interested in what you have to offer.
Exactly.
Yep.
They gave this great example of a health forum.
Okay.
They didn't just barge in and start hawking their products.
Right.
They took the time to answer questions,
Okay.
provide genuine value.
Really be a part of that community.
Exactly. They became a trusted member of the tribe. And that's when the traffic started flowing.
It's like they earned that
But
trust.
they did.
Right. Instead of just being another salesperson, they're a fellow enthusiast.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
So it's more authentic. Oh,
Absolutely.
it's not just forums, though, right?
No, not at all.
I mean, this could apply to any kind of online community.
Think Facebook groups, subreddits,
Yeah.
niche online communities.
Wherever people are already gathering around a shared passion.
Yeah, it's all about finding the right tribe and becoming a valued contributor.
Okay, so traffic tribes got them off to a good start.
It did.
What other strategies did they uncover in this program?
Well, their social media game went from 0 to 100 real quick.
Really?
Yeah, the review talks about going from content that totally flopped to suddenly having viral hits.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, what was the secret sauce there?
They really emphasize the importance of creating engaging content, stuff that people want to share, but also the timing of posts
Okay.
and making those visuals really pop.
So it's not just about throwing anything out there.
Yeah.
It's about being really strategic
Yeah, very intentional.
with your social media efforts.
Yeah, and they even talked about a well-timed meme
A meme.
that helped them attract attention.
Wow, who knew?
Right. It just shows how powerful it can be to tap into current trends and use humor
Yeah.
to engage your audience.
Memes. We'll have to try that.
Yeah.
Did they talk about anything else specifically that they did on social media?
Well, one thing that stood out to me was how they thought about content distribution.
Okay.
Instead of just reposting the same content everywhere,
Right.
they tailored the headlines
Okay.
and the summaries for each platform.
So it's kind of like dressing for the occasion.
Exactly.
You know,
Oh,
you wouldn't
that's
wear the same thing to a wedding
right.
that you would to a backyard barbecue.
Exactly.
You've got to tailor it.
And they even talked about reviving old blog posts
Oh.
that weren't getting any traction by tweaking the headlines and summaries to fit the audience on that particular platform.
That's a great tip.
Yeah.
You know, instead of just hitting repost and hoping for the best,
Right.
you actually take the time to customize it for each platform.
Make it relevant to
Yeah,
that
I
audience.
like that.
Yeah. And that's one of the things I appreciate about this review is that it's not just about these like fancy strategies or expensive tools. It's really about practical stuff that anyone can do.
Totally.
Actionable advice.
So we've got traffic tribes, strategic social media, and a smarter way to distribute content.
Yeah, we're starting to see the picture here.
Yeah, I'm starting to see why this program is getting so much buzz.
Me too.
But I have a feeling we've only scratched the surface.
Oh, yeah, we're just getting started.
What other gems did this reviewer unearth?
Well, this is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
They mention finding a gold mine of affordable clicks
Okay.
through something they call hidden traffic networks.
Hold on, hidden traffic networks. Okay,
Yeah.
now you've got my attention.
Yeah, they're a bit mysterious.
What are we talking about here?
So they don't give too many specifics,
Okay.
which makes me a little skeptical, honestly.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
But essentially, they describe them as this kind of underground source of targeted traffic, but at a really low cost.
Targeted traffic on the cheap?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds too good to be true.
Almost.
Did it actually work for them?
they claim the results were incredible.
Really?
Yeah. They found a network that was perfect for their niche.
Wow.
And were able to just drive a ton of visitors to their website.
Now, hold on a second. We're only hearing one side of the story here.
That's true.
This is one person's experience.
Right.
We don't know the full picture.
We don't.
And while it's exciting to hear about these successes,
yeah,
you know, we should always approach these claims with a little bit of healthy skepticism.
A little bit of caution.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So not every strategy is going to be a home run for everyone.
No, definitely not.
But still, this hidden traffic network thing.
It's intriguing.
Yeah.
Definitely something to look into.
Okay, so what else did they share about their journey with Traffic Secrets Unleashed?
Well, they didn't just stop at those hidden networks.
Dang.
They also jumped into these high traffic ad networks.
Huh.
And that's really where things took off for them.
Okay, so now we're talking about playing in the big leagues. Those high traffic ad networks can be pretty intimidating.
Especially if you're just starting out.
Yeah. Were they nervous to take that leap?
They did mention feeling a little overwhelmed at first.
Yeah.
Especially when they saw the sheer scale of some of these networks, millions of users.
Millions, yeah.
But they credit Traffic Secrets Unleashed with giving them the tools and the knowledge to really navigate that complex landscape.
So it was like a roadmap for them.
It was.
To venture into these potentially scary ad networks.
It was.
What did they learn?
Well, they talked about the importance of understanding targeting.
Okay.
You know, writing really good ad copy and tracking their results. Make sure they were getting a return on their investment.
Yeah, you don't want to just throw money at ads without a plan.
Absolutely not.
You got to know what you're doing.
You do.
Did they mention any of the specific networks that they used?
Yeah, one of the networks they highlighted has over 300 million.
300 million?
Unique monthly users.
That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people.
That's mind-boggling.
It really is.
Wow, and they were able to tap into this massive audience.
Yeah, using those targeting techniques.
And see results.
Big results.
That's amazing.
It really is.
It sounds like this program really does equip you with the knowledge you need.
Yeah, the strategies.
To play in the big leagues of online advertising.
To compete.
But it's not all about fancy ad networks and secret traffic sources.
No, it's not.
What was their overall impression of Traffic Secrets Unleashed?
They really like the holistic approach.
Okay.
It's not just about mastering one tactic like traffic tribes
or
ad networks.
It's about bringing it all together.
Hey, it's about combining everything into this really effective traffic driving system.
So it's like an orchestra.
It is.
You need all of the different instruments
working together
to create that beautiful music.
Exactly.
And they mentioned some bonus materials too.
Yes.
Like an ebook and a cheat sheet that helped them implement everything.
All the strategy.
Sounds pretty comprehensive.
It does.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
In this first part of our deep dive.
Yeah.
We've explored this reviewer's journey from being a skeptic to finding success.
Absolutely.
We've uncovered strategies like traffic tribes, strategic social media, and even ventured into those mysterious hidden traffic networks.
They're out there.
I want to pause here for a second and get your take on all of this.
Okay.
What stood out to you the most so far?
Hmm.
What piqued your interest?
Okay.
And what are you most curious to learn more about?
Right.
Take a moment to reflect on that.
Okay.
And we'll be back in a flash to continue our exploration of Traffic Secrets Unleashed.
Sounds good.
Sam.
Welcome back. As we're diving deeper into this Traffic Secrets Unleashed program.
Yeah.
I'm curious, what aspects are you finding particularly intriguing?
You know, I keep coming back to that traffic tribes idea.
Okay.
It sounds really promising. But I'm also thinking about the time commitment involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just about
dropping
a link in a forum and...
No, you've got to actually...
Calling it a day.
You've got to be a part of that community.
Right. It's about building relationships.
Becoming a trusted member.
Providing value.
Exactly.
And that takes time and effort.
It does.
So you've got to weigh those potential benefits.
Right.
Against the time investment.
It's all about balance.
Yeah.
Finding that sweet spot.
And also, you know, not every online community is created equal.
That's true.
Each one has its own culture, its own rules.
Its own vibe.
Its own dynamics.
It's like trying to fit in with different groups of friends.
It really is.
You know, you've got to adjust your approach.
Yeah, you've got to adapt.
Your communication style.
Absolutely.
To resonate with that specific group.
To connect.
And even then, there's no guarantee of success.
That's true.
Or you could spend weeks building those relationships in a forum.
Right.
Only to find that
traffic isn't converting.
It's not leading to sales.
So leads are sales.
Yeah.
So it's a good reminder that we need to be constantly evaluating.
Yes. Always analyze.
Our efforts.
Make sure they're
working. And making sure our time is being well spent.
Yeah. Make sure it's worth it.
Okay. So let's shift gears a little bit.
Okay.
Let's talk about social media.
Okay.
You know, the reviewer made it sound like going viral was just...
Yeah. A piece of cake.
A walk in the park. But let's be real.
It's not that easy.
It's not that easy.
No.
Going viral feels like...
A lot of luck.
Yeah.
Timing mm-hmm. and creating something that really resonates.
Really connects.
With people.
It's not something you can just force.
No, you can't manufacture it.
Yeah.
And while those eye-catching graphics...
And strategic timing.
They can help.
Yeah.
They're only part of the equation.
Right.
You've got to create content
yeah.
that people actually want to share.
It's got to be good.
It's got to be good.
Interesting, informative.
Entertaining.
Yeah. Inspiring.
Inspiring. Yeah. It's got to provide value.
That's the key word.
Yeah.
Value.
And then you've got those algorithms.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Right. They're constantly changing.
Always changing. You think you figured it out.
Yeah. Then boom.
The rules change.
It's a moving target.
It really is.
You've got to be flexible.
Yeah. Always adapting.
Yeah.
Okay. So remember those hidden traffic networks?
Oh, yeah. The mysterious ones.
Yeah. That piqued our curiosity.
Uh-huh.
Well, I have to say, the lack of specifics in the review.
Yeah, that's a little concerning.
Is making me a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
You know, they mentioned finding a network with these super cheap clicks.
Yeah, unbelievably cheap.
But they don't name any platforms.
Right.
Or explain how these networks actually work.
It's all very vague.
Yeah, and that's where I get a little skeptical.
Yeah, my inner skeptic is coming out too.
You know, if something sounds too good to be true.
Especially in the world of online marketing.
Yeah.
Proceed with caution.
It probably is.
It probably is.
Right.
So what are some of the potential downsides here?
Yeah, what are the risks?
Well, for starters, there's always the risk of low-quality traffic.
What does that mean?
So just because you're getting clicks doesn't mean those clicks are coming from real people.
Oh, I see.
People who are genuinely interested.
They might be bots.
They could be bots. They could be fake accounts.
Oh, wow.
And that can actually hurt your website.
Really?
In the long run.
So how do you know if a traffic source is legit?
That's a great question.
What are the red flags?
Well, if a network is promising you super cheap clicks with no strings attached, that's a big red flag.
Okay.
Legitimate traffic sources, they usually charge a premium for high-quality targeted traffic.
Makes sense. You get what you pay for.
You do.
Yes.
Lack of transparency if they're not being upfront
uh-huh.
about their methods or where the traffic's coming from.
Yep.
That's a problem.
You want to know what you're getting into.
Absolutely. You want to partner with platforms that are open and honest.
Transparency is key.
It is.
Especially when you're talking about something as important as your website traffic.
Absolutely. And even if a network is legit,
there's
still the issue of sustainability.
What do you mean?
So these networks can disappear overnight.
Really?
Or their algorithms can change.
Oh, wow.
And suddenly your strategies aren't working anymore.
So it's kind of risky.
It can be.
Don't rely on just one source.
That's why it's important to diversify.
Okay, spread the risk.
Yeah. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Right.
Okay, now let's talk about those high traffic ad networks.
Yeah.
So while the reviewer had a lot of success with them, it's important to remember that they had the guidance from this program.
Right, they have the roadmap.
To navigate that landscape.
It can be tricky.
It can be. Yeah, it's like the Wild West out there.
Yeah.
It's easy to get lost.
To waste a lot of money.
Waste a lot of money.
Yeah.
If you don't know what you're doing.
You've got to understand things like targeting, ad copywriting, bidding strategies,
tracking your results,
making sure you're getting a return on your investment.
That's a lot to learn.
It is a lot.
Do you think this program provides enough guidance for someone who's brand new to this?
You know, that's a really good question.
Yeah.
And it's tough to say based on just this review.
Right.
This reviewer already had some marketing knowledge.
Right.
So their experience might not be typical.
Right. We need to keep that in mind.
Absolutely.
This is just one perspective.
One data point.
What worked for them might not work for everyone.
Exactly.
Okay. So before we move on to the next part of our deep dive.
All right.
I want to pose a question.
Okay.
We've been talking about all these specific tactics and strategies.
Yeah, the nuts and bolts.
But what about the mindset?
Ooh, I like that.
The underlying principles that make these techniques truly effective.
The foundation.
Yeah, think about that for a moment.
Okay.
And we'll pick up this thread in part three.
Welcome back to our deep dive on Traffic Secrets Unleashed. You know, you left us with this question about the mindset,
right?
The underlying principles that really make these traffic driving techniques work.
Yeah, it's so easy to get caught up in the how-to, you know, the tactics.
Yeah, step by step.
Yeah, and we forget the why.
Right, the bigger picture.
Exactly. Why are we driving traffic in the first place?
It's like setting off on a trip.
It is.
Without knowing where you're going.
You might end up somewhere interesting.
Yeah.
But is it the right destination?
Exactly. So before we even think about traffic tribes or ad networks or any of that stuff, we need to define our goals.
What are we trying to achieve here?
Are we trying to build brand awareness?
Yeah.
Generate leads?
Drive sales.
Drive sales, yeah.
Something else entirely.
The strategies that we choose should align with those goals.
It's like having a destination in mind.
Right. Before you start your journey.
Otherwise, you're just driving around aimlessly.
Exactly. And once you know where you're going, you need a roadmap.
Okay.
And that's where understanding your audience comes in.
Right. Who are you trying to reach?
What are their needs?
What are their interests?
Their pain points.
Yeah. What makes them tick?
And this ties back into that traffic tribe concept.
Okay.
You know, and if we can identify and engage with those online communities.
Where those people already are.
Yeah, where our ideal customers are hanging out.
You're going where the fish are already biting.
Exactly.
So instead of just
casting your line out in the middle of nowhere.
Exactly.
But remember, it's not about barging in.
Right.
And shouting about your product.
Yeah, you don't want to be that person.
No, you want to be a part of that community.
Mm-hmm.
Share your expertise.
Provide value.
Exactly. Build that trust over time.
It's about relationships.
It is.
Not just transactions.
And that leads to another really important point.
Okay.
Providing value. Whether it's through your social media content, your blog posts, forum interactions.
Anything you're putting out there online.
It has to offer something valuable.
Give people a reason to care.
Give them something helpful.
Entertaining.
Insightful.
Yeah. Something worth their time.
And that's where that engaging content comes in.
Right.
Remember, that was a big takeaway for the reviewer.
It was.
It doesn't matter if it's a meme.
A well-timed meme.
A well-timed meme or a thought-provoking article.
You've got to capture attention.
And provide value.
It's not just about clicks.
No.
You want people to actually engage with that content.
Read it.
Share it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so another key principle here. Testing.
Testing.
And optimizing.
You can always improve.
Always be tweaking.
No matter how good your plan is.
Let us track your results.
See what's working.
What's not working.
What needs to change.
And be willing to adapt.
Yeah, the online world is constantly changing.
It is.
What works today might not work tomorrow.
So true.
So you've got to be flexible.
You've got to stay on your toes.
And the good news is we have so much data at our fingertips.
Yeah, you can track everything.
Website traffic.
Social media engagement.
Email, open rates.
It's like having this dashboard.
It is.
That tells you exactly what's going on.
Yeah. And remember those bonus materials?
Oh, yeah, the cheat sheet.
The cheat sheet. Those could be really helpful.
Yeah, especially if they have frameworks for tracking the right metrics.
And interpreting the data.
Making sense of it all.
Exactly.
So we've talked about defining your goals.
Uh-huh.
Understanding your audience.
Providing value.
Testing.
Testing.
Anything else?
Oh, yeah, the big one.
Okay.
Patience. Building a successful online presence.
It takes time.
It takes time.
It takes effort.
There's no magic bullet.
No overnight success.
It's a marathon.
Not a sprint.
And it's easy to get discouraged.
It is.
When you don't see results right away. Especially when you see other people seemingly having all this success.
Overnight success.
Overnight.
But remember what you see online.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a highlight reel.
It's the best of the best.
Behind those successes.
Yeah.
Is a lot of hard work.
Dedication.
Words.
And probably some failures along the way.
Probably quite a few.
So as you're exploring Traffic Secrets Unleashed.
And all these strategies.
Yeah.
Remember, it's not just about the tactics themselves.
Right.
It's about the mindset.
It's about approaching traffic generation.
With the right attitude.
With a clear understanding of your goals.
Your audience.
The principles of providing value.
Testing.
Optimizing.
One constantly growing.
And don't forget to have fun along the way.
Yeah. Enjoy the journey.
Experiment.
Celebrate your successes.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Traffic Secrets Unleashed, I want to leave you, our listener,
With one final thought, we've talked about the importance of having a clear destination.
That roadmap.
But what about the journey itself?
Okay.
How can you make the process of driving traffic not just effective,
but also enjoyable?
Enjoyable and fulfilling.
I like that.
What unique approaches or strategies can you bring to the table that align with your values?
And your passions.
Think about that.
Okay.
As you continue your exploration.
Yeah.
Of the exciting world
of online traffic generation.
We'll see you next time.
Take care. See you again.